With us now is Michelle Mitchell from Glacier Hills, where Michelle is the Memory Care Program Manager. It's a real pleasure to have you with us, Michelle. Good morning.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Michelle, can you give us an overview of Glacier Hills?
Well, I'd be happy to. In fact, your previous guest, Laura, was explaining about communities and retirement and continuum of care communities, and that's what we are. We have everything from independent living in our villas, which are like independent townhouses or condos. Then we go into the Meadows, which is independent apartment living. So for seniors who are looking to maybe downsize a little bit, not have the responsibilities of a full household and the yard care and those sorts of things, they can downsize into these smaller independent living situations. Then we also have a building that houses assisted living residents. So if someone does start to decline for physical or mental reasons, there's also then a continuum of care to follow them. And then finally, we go into our care and rehab center, which houses memory care unit called Eva's House. Then we also have a long-term care unit that is a skilled nursing facility for a variety of different levels of people. And we have our subacute therapy on our second floor that is for strictly for people for rehab therapy to regain strength and go home.
That's a busy place.
Yes, very busy place. A lot of little communities within a huge community.
You work in the Care and Rehabilitation Center. What are your specific responsibilities?
I am a social worker in background and have worked in long-term care for the last 11 years. And my experience has really given me the honor and privilege to work primarily with people with dementia and long-term care residents that are there for debilitated reasons, maybe because of physical disabilities. My primary goal is to make sure that our residents continue to feel valued and important in their lives and give our residents the most home-like feeling atmosphere that we can. People who make the choice that end up in nursing homes, oftentimes that's not what they would have chosen to do. But in our situation, if it is something that they have to do, we hope to make it a positive experience and so make it as home-like as possible. And that's my goal, to try to make that happen.
And add value to the quality of their life.
Absolutely.
Michelle, your passion for what you do is evident. How'd you get into this field?
Well, I had a friend who was a master's in social work and had gotten into geriatrics and told me for years that she thought this was something that I might do well at. I wasn't ever sure that that was something that I thought I would, and the opportunity came to be an activity assistant at a small nonprofit agency in Washtenaw County, and I started out as an activity assistant 11 years ago and have worked my way through the ranks, and I think everyone should have to do that. I say everyone should have to either be a waitress or an activity assistant in their life because you learn so many neat qualities and techniques on how to deal with people because you just really need to have those tools to do that.
And it causes you to interact.
It causes you to interact.
A waitress or an activities director, it's consistent. I
mean, interact and problem solve and clean up after people. So so ultimately, I was an activity assistant. Then I moved on to being an activity director. And for the past 5.5 years, was activity director and a social service director. And now have moved on to my memory care program manager.
Our guest is Michelle Mitchell from Glacier Hills. And this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. What about rehabilitation services? Can you give us an overview?
Such an important part of our care and rehab center, not just ours, but all of the ones in the community. The care and rehab centers that are out there are to be seen as a bridge from the hospital. So for those people that have had surgery or maybe have had a fall and have a fracture and they need to have some additional services, they're not sick enough to stay in the hospital, but they're not quite well enough to go home independently. So that's where rehab services in-house really come into play and are helpful. A lot of folks determine that I'm not ready to go home alone, so thinking of therapy and rehab as a bridge, a stepping stone from the hospital to home. You're getting the proper therapies, the amount, the intensiveness, the aggressiveness of those therapies, the state-of-the-art equipment that comes with those therapies that you wouldn't have in your home. And then you're going home at the hopefully highest level and ability and functioning possible. For those who have had fractures, hopefully they won't have another fall and end up in a fracture and then end back up in the hospital. And for those that have had surgeries, they're rebuilding the strength, and hopefully that's going to recuperate recuperate them to 100%.
Michelle, you also mentioned long-term care. Do some residents stay 4 years at a time?
We do have residents that have lived there for many years, and that's not uncommon. And because in our care and rehab center, we have a variety, I always like to say that we have an eclectic group of people, not only in personalities, but in ability levels and in functioning. And we have the full gamut. We have long-term residents that unfortunately may have lost their abilities physically, but are mentally still very sharp. And then vice versa, we have people that have dementia and illnesses that affect their cognition, and they're still very able-bodied, but unfortunately, their memories and their cognition doesn't allow for them to care for themselves independently. And then we have our subacute, which these are independent people. And I always joke that they're the people that we want to kick out because they're the people that are coming for a short stay. They're going to utilize us as a stepping stone to get better from whatever it is that's happened to them. It's an opportunity for them then to go home. And we often have to really decipher that and make sure that they understand that we're not trying to keep them. Some of our folks are younger, and so they're not ready to be in nursing homes
yet.
Yeah,
they don't really want to be there.
No. So we really have to make that distinction. So in the future, we are getting ready to build a new rehab center. We're extremely excited about that in the next couple of years.
Michelle, you talked about sort of people being there for a fairly short time for rehab services. Is there a lot of turnover? Do you see a lot of people coming and going every month?
Absolutely. Part of my starting with Glacier Hills was also in the admissions department. So I often cover for the admissions coordinator. And on any given month, we may have up to around 90 admissions and discharges in 1 month. We review up to 200 referrals from various hospitals in our local areas between Washtenaw County, Lenawee County, Wayne, going up into the Detroit area. Extremely high turnover, but that's a positive high turnover in that people are coming in either for, sometimes people only need a week or two. Sometimes people, if you're recovering from a stroke and the neurological damage is a lot more severe, you might need months of rehab. Even maybe I've known people that have been there for a year and have then gotten to their fullest potential and been able to return home.
So you've shown your younger patients there that you really don't want to keep them.
Right.
You really do want them to go home.
And I do make a joke out, but it's true, you know, because my grandma used to make jokes. She was 95. She passed away last October, but she would joke if she was going to come up to Michigan and visit me, she'd say, "Should I pack my bags? Are you going to keep me up there this time?" And I'd say, "Oh no, grandma, you're still doing great.
You get to go back home."
And she lived independently up and until the end. But that's something that we have to, in dealing with life, you have to have some humor, and I think it helps you along the way.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Michelle Mitchell, the Memory Care Program Manager at Glacier Hills. What about costs for these services? Is it covered by insurance?
Well, it all depends, and that's something that we really want to get out to the community. Again, wherever you might pursue these types of services, we want you to be proactive in getting and educating yourself. So looking into what kind of insurance benefits you have. A lot of folks, and we've had a lot of changes in the Medicare system, so we really encourage people to research what their Medicare benefits are, either go through the internet. There's so much information that you can gather through the internet about your Medicare benefits, as well as any kind of independent insurance benefits that you might have. It's really important to check into those things sooner than later. As Laura said in her segment, it's about being proactive and not having to react to a crisis, but that if something does happen, you're already armed with the information.
And you know where you're going.
Right.
Michelle, are there any special programs at Glacier Hills?
I've talked about the different levels of functioning that we have in our building. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest challenges is to make sure that we're offering all different levels of life enrichment opportunities and opportunities for everyone to continue to feel valued. And so somebody in our long-term care floor who maybe has some debilitation both physically and mentally would not necessarily want to take part in something that a person that just had a knee replacement and isn't going to be with us for 2 weeks. Now, they live on different levels of the building. We divide our life enrichment programs and offer specific things that are going to be suitable to their needs. For somebody that's going to be there for a short amount of time, we check into what they like to do, what are their hobbies, because in between therapies, therapy can be quite tiresome. And I like to say that our therapists really like to crack the whip.
Yeah.
And they really, really help our residents succeed in having just optimum outcomes with their therapies. We have an activity cart that has been started by our life enrichment manager, Stacy Kudlak. She had this wonderful idea that when we don't have some people there, what kind of things could we offer our high-functioning residents that are there for short terms, they don't necessarily want to play bingo or go to a piano recital or something, but they'd like to keep busy in their room while they're resting. So we have a cart that's going to be available for all kinds of things, from movies to music to reading material to games to literature, just a variety of things that would come room to room for them.
I know Glacier Hills is a nonprofit organization. Are there opportunities for people to help out, to volunteer?
Absolutely. We have and are so proud of our volunteers at Glacier Hills. Any volunteers, wherever that might be in our local community here, hats off to all of you out there. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you do. And again, we're proud of our Glacier Hills volunteers. We have up to 1,000 volunteers that visit off and on throughout the months at Glacier Hills.
1,000 volunteers and from the area.
And they give hundreds and hundreds, probably into thousands of hours of their time and their energy and their love. And they do everything from provide one-on-one interactions and care. They help transport people. We're a large campus, so therefore it's really hard to sometimes get people where they need to be in a timely manner. You might have to travel a little ways. The people that come out and visit us at Glacier Hills during the Housing Expo, May 14th is the day that Glacier Hills will be open. We invite you to come out and check out the community. You can really see the size. And I don't want that to scare people off, because although it's quite a large campus, we have our own little towns almost. And you get to kind of know the people in your area and really come and see the grounds. It's just gorgeous out there. And we have really beautiful apartments and places, whatever level of care you would need, that could be made into a home for somebody.
It is an absolutely fabulous community and facility. The gardening, I know you guys have won awards, I think, your landscaping and your gardening.
Yeah, now I'm starting to blush a little. We are, again, proud of our wellness garden. And it is something that is in our care and rehab center that anybody can come over and appreciate the spring, the flowers and everything are popping up, and all the sprouts and the buds on the trees. It's a place where people can come and find whatever it is they might be looking for at that time. Beauty in nature, serenity, you know, a place to relax and recoup.
Michelle, how can people get a hold of you? How can our listeners find you?
We have a website that strictly tells all about our different communities and continuum of care. Our website is glacierhills.org. If you bring that up, then you can look at all the different levels, and we even have virtual tours that you can look at. So for, unfortunately, people that might be in the hospital even right now and they're looking for a rehab place, they can certainly, if they have a laptop, look at it and get a virtual tour. Our phone number is 734-769-0177.
Michelle, it's been wonderful to have you with us this morning. Thanks very much for being on the program.
It's been a delight. Thanks so much for having me.